Thank you for calling FM Mailing Services. How may I assist you?
One moment, please.
Sure.
Hello, my name is Kim calling from Cigna. I just need to advise calls are only monitored and recorded for quality purposes. On the line with us, I do have the member. Did we reach the billing department?
Yep.
Okay, we're calling from her insurance company. She says she received a bill. We don't have any claims on file, so just trying to figure out where you guys submitted the claim to, and she wasn't really able to provide me an account number. Would you like her name and date of birth?
Yeah, could you please confirm your first date of birth?
So the member's date of birth is May 16, 2000, and I apologize. Can I get your name again?
Yeah, my name is James.
Sirico Hishia.
No, sorry, okay. Sirico. I was asking the billing rep. I apologize. What was it?
Oh, sorry.
Did you say your name is James?
Yeah. Could you please just help me with the date of birth?
Yes, it's May 16, 2000.
Okay, just allow me a minute. And could you please help me with the name?
It's Yuriko Hishire.
So sorry, I don't have this on file. Just to confirm, May 5, 2011, right?
No, May 16, 2000.
I didn't get that. 16, right after May?
May 16th. 2000, not 2011, 2000.
Okay. Yeah, could you please confirm the name then?
Yuriko.
Yuriko and last name?
Can you tell me your last name, please, Yuriko?
Hishia.
Okay.
H-I-S-H-I-Y-A.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you. Thank you for confirming. Yeah, please go ahead with your concern.
So she's calling in regards to a bill for a date of service of August 13th. Her insurance never received a bill for two different amounts, $266.54 and $325. Were the bills submitted to her insurance?
Just allow me a minute. You mentioned April 16, is it?
August 13th.
August 13th, just along.
Are you still on the line, James?
Yeah. Just allow me more 5 seconds.
Thank you.
I I can see the here notes, patients are not eligible for benefits for submitted date of service.
That's incorrect. Where did you guys submit the claim to?
Okay, just a moment. Cigna.
But what's the appeal box, sir? There's multiple different departments of Cigna. So if you guys didn't submit it to the correct insurance department, that's why you're gaining the denial.
Okay, just a long minute. So just allow me a minute, okay? I'm just cross-checking with my senior, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Just to confirm the member ID once again, I'm just repeating and please correct me, okay, if is it wrong. I believe it's pretty correct, but just I'm repeating once, okay?
Okay.
211-8717-680100.
No. After the zero one, there's nothing after that. So you need to remove the 00.
Okay. Just a moment.
But where did you guys submit it to, sir? Because I feel like you guys don't have the correct insurance information.
Just a long minute. First, let me note here, and after that, I will pull up that records. Just a long minute. So it's only 211-8717-6801. You mean to say, right?
Correct.
So just to make sure the address, PO Box 182223 and Chattanooga, Tennessee 37422-7223. Is that
nope,
correct?
That's incorrect.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Could you help me with the correct address then?
Yes. Are you guys submitting these electronically or by mail?
So sorry?
Do you submit electronically or by postal mail?
Electronically.
Okay. So just note that this payer ID is submitted, shared with multiple departments, including Cigna Healthcare. So when you're submitting electronically, you guys do need to manually input the claims address. So let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
PO Box 15050.
PO Box 1050, is it?
No, PO Box 15050.
Okay, 15050. Okay, 15050.
and the city's Wilmington.
Could you please fill it out for me? So I will just make sure that no...
W-I-L.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please go ahead.
Give me a moment. W-I-L.
M-I-N-G-T-O-N.
And the state is Delaware, D-E. And the zip code is 19850.
And pair ID, could you help me with that, if you have?
162308.
So just to make sure, 126308.
I apologize. The pair ID is 62308, and the zip code is 19850.
Okay, okay. Just let me make the correction then. 6308 you mentioned, right?
62308 is a payer ID,
mm-hmm.
And the zip code is 19850.
Yeah, I got the correct zip code at 19850. So payer ID is 62308.
Yes.
Okay. Just allow a minute.
Thank you.
Just to make sure, is it Cigna ZWH or only Cigna Supplemental?
Neither one of those, sir.
Okay, Cigna Healthcare and Life Insurance, is it?
Yes, it's going to be the 62308, and you need to make sure that you're manually changing the claims address.
Okay. Just to make sure that I will put a note here, Cigna Health and Life Insurance, right?
That's how it should appear. They, when submitting electronically on this insert, mm-hmm. It doesn't tell us how it appears on your guys' system. We just have to provide you this information.
Okay. All right. No worries. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
I just missed your name.
It's Kim, K-I-M.
Okay. Kim, I'm just connecting this call to my senior member, okay? Because I'm not able to find the Cigna Healthcare. So I'm just accepting this call. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Kim, this is Rick. How is it going for you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. And I apologize. What was your first name?
Rick, R-I-C-K.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the thing is, you said this is a Cigna plan with Cigna Health and Life Insurance, right?
We don't know how it appears on your guys' insert when you guys are submitting electronically. The payer ID is shared with multiple Cigna departments. So when submitting to the department, you guys need to manually input the claims address. The reason you guys got the denial is because the address you guys are submitting the claims to, that member is not part of that department. So that's okay. Why you guys got the denial. So
yeah,
you guys didn't submit it to the correct department.
Yeah, I think the payer ID was wrong on that address. I did find that payer ID over here, but I cannot find that address. That's the thing. I do have that payer ID with me.
Yes, sir, but you guys, the thing is, that's what I'm trying to explain to you guys. You guys are not going to find the address. You have to manually input the address.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, so, that's what I was trying to explain to James.
Okay, so that will be, oh, you know, is let me just go ahead and then, yeah, we'll submit that claim to that address, Daniel Movies. And this is no kind of an HMO or EPO plan, right, a PPO plan. This is directly just...
It's not an HMO plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no worries. And yeah, no worries. Let me just go ahead and submit this claim to the insurance. Yeah, no worries.
Okay, and then what do you guys do? Do you put the member's account on hold since you guys are billing her because you guys didn't submit it to the correct department?
Yes, we are going to. Yeah. And I think the patient already made the payment. So once we will get the payment from insurance, we will refund that money as well. So... Yeah, that won't be a problem.
Okay, give me a moment. Ma'am, before he drops from the line, do you have any questions for him? The patient's also on the line with us.
No.
No. Is it going to be reimbursed to my card or just a credit on the account?
It will be back reimbursed to your card, yeah, from which you made the payment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. That's the only question. Thank you.
Okay, no,
thank you, Rick. Do you need anything else from me?
No, that should be it, Daniel.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, no worries. Bye.
Bye. And then stay on the line so I could provide you a case number if you would like.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was just going to ask you for that, yeah.
Okay. The case reference number will be
25-335. Mm-hmm.
203-48-1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Kim, for helping on this. Yeah.
Thank you.
You have your thoughts.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. You as well. Bye.
You too.
Mm-hmm.